Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me and celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Dr. John Huber is our guest, and he's the chairman of the Main Street Mental Health. He's also a clinical forensic psychologist. DrPsycho.com is his website. Hey, John, let's talk. You're bringing more research for us on what's going on out there in the Huskings. We talked about the 32% of Americans think there's going to be another civil war here. 4 out of 10 Americans now embrace socialism. And you attribute a lot of those responses to the millennial generation. And one of the things that I want to say before you comment on this is what I tell millennials whenever I talk to them about these things, they need to understand that liberalism is a form of our democratic our democratic republic structure, where people who want to make things better for the average people, they're more sensitive, they're more maybe more generous, I don't know, but the thing is, that's not socialism. Liberalism wants to reform what we currently have, and that's what they've done for decades. They want to reform our current system. Socialism wants to replace our current system, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, they're not teaching anymore the fact that capitalism has brought more people historically out of poverty, out of abstract poverty, and put them into the wealthy category,
including
and even our
people around the world, not just the United States.
Not just, exactly. And they've been able to leech off of that. And unfortunately, we have a power structure now that is like they don't want individuals to become wealthy because they start realizing and seeing how the government is slowing that down and trying to fight for power so that they can basically spend our money better than we can, in their opinion. And we need to make it fair. And the fact is, capitalism has made the world a fair place by giving everybody a fair playing field. It doesn't mean there aren't people who aren't born with advantages. There aren't people that have when others don't have when they're born. But we all have the same playing ground, that if we work hard and we work smart, not just hard, but smart, we can get ahead in this society and become wealthy and, you know, have an impact on our own society, and then we can use that wealth to help other people along. I personally have never worked for a poor person.
No. I love the cartoon that said no poor person ever gave me a job. But do you think the millennials are going to have? I mean, they've had a pretty big impact on the last two elections, really, because the oldest millennials are about 40, 41 years old right now. 42.
Yeah,
so they've been around. I mean, they're not babies in the woods anymore.
But they still are. They still have not had to go through and deal with, you know, the Vietnam War. They haven't had to go through that. They didn't have to watch our soldiers go off to Iraq and come back with PTSD. They didn't get to see that. They didn't see our soldiers going off into World War II. I was not part of World War II, but I had family who were, and I heard the story, and I heard my grandparents.
And the thing is, they don't have to experience that, but they shouldn't not want to hear about it. That's the problem. The problem, if I can say anything about millennials, is they need to, and I've said this many times, they need to find a way to have a higher regard for what's going on in the past. Because one of the things my mentors, John, I learned more from watching my mentors make mistakes than I did from what they did right. They didn't even know I was watching them, but I was watching them. The millennials should look at the past, at my generation and your generation, and not so much to revere us, but to see what we did wrong so that they don't have to make those mistakes again. But they're not even doing that.
Absolutely. Absolutely, so, and they're not doing it. They're not going back and looking at the past. And part of it is they feel entitled. They have not had to struggle. A lot of them have parents who wanted to protect them and never let them face adversity. So they've never learned coping skills. They've never had to, out of necessity, find how to dig a hole in the ground without a shovel.
Well, I hope I think maybe some of that reality is starting to set in. I mean, it has to as you get older.
Yes.
The world of hard knocks will take care of that. John, thanks for being here. Good job today. Dr. John Huber, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.